So, coming much more into the last 2, 3 years or so. And what I work with really these days, as I said in another of the talks I gave, it feels like it's the little things, and it's the same with Upeka, it's the little things that I'm working with much more. All those ways which I do what I call I'm doing a selfie, you know, this tendency of having yourself in your photo. I think, you know, when I find myself coming into the picture in some sort of way, I say to myself, doing a selfie. It's one of the ways that I can sort of see that, you know, I'm kind of getting in the way, putting myself in the picture with my I want this or I like that, or I don't want this, or I don't like that. It's on much, much subtler levels these days than it used to be in those grosser early days. But it's there, you know, it is there. And yeah, I just have the sort of sense that I've got to just keep, you know, noticing, keep working away, keep chipping away. And the other areas are very much to do with resistance and aversion. With resistance, I can very much get into the whole second arrow thing with resistance because I really hate it when I find I'm being resistant. So, of course, that doesn't help. So I have to try and pull back from that. But, you know, it's just about noticing, being with it, sitting with it, just looking and listening and seeing what's going on. And it's, you know, it's not resisting big things, in fact, but it's resisting small things. And it's that kind of, I don't want that resistance. I don't want to feel that resistance in a way in my life. I mean, it's wonderful when I'm in some situations. I mean, like being here on retreat, it just feels so lovely just to have a completely sort of free-flowing energy towards something. And I'd love my life to be like that. Aversion, it's that turning away. And the thing I have to work with most in that respect is pain. And it is just so hard, you know, not to find myself in aversion in relation to it. It just feels really, really difficult trying to be, you know, that poem by Rumi about everything that comes, treating it as a guest or a friend, and, you know, just trying to sort of really, well, find ways to work creatively with it. And I often find I get caught in the thing of I feel as though I'm working well with it, but actually it's because I think I'm not going to have it later or something, you know, rather than a real impartiality to my experience, whether it is pleasure or pain. So that's definitely, from an equanimity point of view, the work continues.